The Flesh and the Spirit by Anne Bradstreet, read by Alan Davis Drake. In secret place where once I stood, close by the banks of Lacrim flood, I heard two sisters reason on things that are past and things to come. One Flesh was called, who had her eye on worldly wealth and vanity. The other Spirit, who did rear her thoughts unto a higher sphere. "Sister," quoted Flesh, "thou livest thou on nothing but meditation? Doth contemplation feed thee so regardless to let earth go? Can speculation satisfy notion without reality? Dost dream of things beyond the moon, and dost thou hope to dwell there soon? Hast treasures there laid up in store that all in the world thou countest but poor? Art fancy sick or turned a sot to catch at shadows which are not? Come, come, I'll show unto thy sense industry hath its recompense. What canst desire but thou mayst see true substance and variety? Dost honor like? Acquire the same as some of their immortal fame, and trophies to thy name erect, which wearing time shall ne'er deject. For riches doth thou long full sore? Behold enough of precious store. Earth hath more silver, pearls, and gold than eyes can see or hands can hold. Affects thou pleasure? Take thy fill. Earth hath enough of what you will. Then let not go what thou mayst find for things unknown only in mind. Spirit. Be still, thou ungenerated part. Disturb no more my settled heart, for I have vowed, and so will do, thee as a foe still to pursue, and combat with thee will and must until I see thee laid in the dust. Sister we are, yea, twins we be, yet deadly feud twixt thee and me, for from one father we are not. Thou by old Adam was begot, but my arise is from above, whence my dear father I do love. Thou speakest me fair, but hast me sore. Thy flattery shows I trust no more. How oft thy slave hast thou me made, when I believed what thou hast said, and never had more cause of woe than when I did what thou badst do. I'll stop mine ears at these thy charms, and count them for my deadly harms. Thy sinful pleasures I do hate. Thy riches are to me no bait. Thine honors do, nor will I love, for my ambition lies above. My greatest honor it shall be when I am victor over thee, and triumph shall with laurel head when thou my captive shall be led. How do I live? Thou needst not scoff, for I have meat thou knowest not of. The hidden manna I do eat. The word of life, it is my meat. My thoughts do yield me more content than can thy hours in pleasure spent. Nor are thy shadows which I catch, nor fancies vain at which I snatch, but reach at things that are so high beyond the dull capacity. Eternal substance I do see with which enriched I would be. Mine eye doth pierce the heavens and see what is invisible to thee. My garments are not silk nor gold, nor such as trash which earth doth hold, but royal robes shall I have on, more glorious than the glistery sun. My crown not diamonds, pearls, and gold, but such as angels' heads enfold. The city where I hope to dwell, there's none on earth can parallel. The stately walls, both high and strong, are made of precious jasper stone. The gates of pearl, both rich and clear, and angels are for porters there. The streets thereof transparent gold, such as no eye did e'er behold. A crystal river there doth run, which doth proceed from the Lamb's throne. Of life there are the waters sure, which shall remain forever pure. Nor sun nor moon, they have no need for glory, doth from God proceed. No candle there, nor yet torchlight, for there shall be no darksome night. From sickness and infirmity, for evermore they shall be free. Nor withering age shall e'er come there, but beauty shall be bright and clear. This city pure is not for thee, for things unclean there shall not be. If I of heaven may have my fill, take thou the world and all that will.